Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut. You've said to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond. Your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with host Eddie Mansfield. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing good. The icon's in the building, brother, and the legend in the Hall of Famer. I'm just glad to be with you each and every week on Mouthing Off to 6 million Mouthing Off Nation. Not bad.
No, we're doing pretty good. And speaking of pretty good, the Chiefs. Are they getting disrespected prior to Super Bowl 58?
What do you think?
They're
all talking about Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift didn't win one damn game.
No, she did not. And if they're being disrespected, it's because I believe that on paper, the San Francisco 49ers are the better team. So it's not necessarily a disrespect.
That paper stuff. I told you about that. That's ass white.
Listen, I'm not going to bet against them for that exact reason. There's a chance that the Chiefs are the kind of team that you just can't beat regardless of how good you are. The only thing that we're wondering about is Christian McCaffrey going to be the kryptonite to the 49ers defense, to the Chiefs defense, well, I should say.
It could be. I mean, this guy he's an NFL top rusher. I mean, he's a game changer.
Absolutely. WrestleMania has changed their main event to try to keep the eyes off of Vince. We're going to get into that a little later. And
hey, did you know that they changed the name of WrestleMania?
No.
To Egomania 40.
Well, I don't know whose ego it is now, but I bet you there are quite a few of them in there.
You think?
Yeah, the Bears are still discussing whether or not they will stick with Justin Fields, but they are heading in the right direction. They hired a new offensive coordinator, and we're going to get into that a little later in the show as well.
They're making some big moves, the Bears are, and I'm just telling you, if they can get the right quarterback and get it, they need to draft Harrison number one and be done with it.
Well, who's going to throw the ball to him if they draft him?
Number nine, Bo Nix.
Well, that is absolutely a possibility. Listen, Eddie, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
As disruption rocks the global supply chain, businesses are looking to generative AI for help in navigating these challenges while also responding to delivery demands. According to a recent survey by the IBM Institute for Business Value, CEOs are rapidly investing in generative AI to automate and streamline their supply chains. In fact, 89% of executives report that key investments in automation will include generative AI capabilities. The capacity to respond to real-time data is a necessity for improving supply chains, and executives are hungry for the right data. In fact, being able to respond to real-time demand volatility is a top operational priority, 51% over the next 3 years. Rob Cushman, Global Supply Chain Transformation Leader, IBM Consulting.
Organizations are seizing the generative AI moment to capture opportunities to increase responsiveness, build deeper human tech partnerships, and quickly automate their supply chain. Those that don't will be stuck wondering why they've fallen behind.
To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV, sponsored by IBM.
Total by Verizon is wireless that goes all in for you. That means unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, priced by us at $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan. And as always, no contracts. Sounds pretty hard to beat, but all in is all in. So we added international calling to fill the year with more, hey girl, because it can't be total unless it's all in. Find a store and exclusive deals at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate with auto pay discount beginning the month after you enroll, plus taxes and fees. Additional restrictions apply. See website for data management practices and full terms.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with host Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, the WWE changed the main event from Cody versus Roman to The Rock versus Roman. Cody's
out. They're trying to hide Vince. And, you know, Vince is the big gorilla in the room. And he's not going away. And, you know, what he is, sex trafficking and other stuff that this guy has done. It's unbelievable. I mean, when you look at Vince McMahon, I think they've got every McMahon out of the office. The only guy that's left standing is Hunter Helmsley. And that's unbelievable that they were able to get Stephanie out. I mean, Stephanie was really good, too. I mean, I'm not joking. She was really, really good, that good. She is a little Vince McMahon.
Well, here's the thing. Vince McMahon's getting up there in age. The reins were going to have to be passed off eventually. So he's going out with a bang, many of them, it turns out, whether they asked for them or not. And he leaves behind a legacy of being a phenomenal promoter, obviously. You can't take that away from him. At the end of the day, the guy took something that, you know, was very regional. He brought it all together. He made it nationwide. Then he made it worldwide. The guy is a phenomenal promoter. Doesn't mean he's a great guy. I mean, I believe in innocent until proven guilty. So we'll wait to see how this all pans out. But there are some sketchy things that have happened. There are some sketchy things that have happened under Vince's watch. You've brought up the Mel Phillips Ring Boy scandal, which, you know, it's been a long time since that happened, but you reminded me of it. And I thought to myself, you know, he's been dead for more than a decade, and they made that go away. He didn't still announce after that whole thing went down, right? He was out once went down. Did he? They kept him around.
Yeah. Oh, toe-sucking Mel. He was a toe sucker.
Yo, yeah.
And,
I mean, I
and who was him it? And Pat Patterson and Terry Garvin, the two gay caballeros up there that ran roughshod over all these little boys, and it's sad. And he covered it up. Money covered it up. And he covered the death of Nancy Argentino up.
Absolutely. That's a big Snuka. One. Jimmy Snuka.
Dead. You know, Nancy Argentino used to live with me.
Really?
For 2 years in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
Johnny Rods fixed Jimmy Snuka. And it's so funny, when he got fixed up with Nancy, me and Snuka were living together in Tulsa. And I was supposed to go to New York with George Scott and Jimmy and the other people. But when he got hooked up with Nancy, that kiboshed me in New York. But no, Jimmy Snuka killed Nancy Argentino, without a doubt.
I mean, it surely looks that way. And that definitely got covered up very much at the time. And without Dark Side of the Ring coming out and shining a light on that, I think a lot of people would have forgotten about as a lot of the scandals that happened with the WWE. I mean, there's so much stuff that's going to come out now, considering the fact that, you know how this goes, you know, when they're trying to take a guy like Vince McMahon down, everybody comes out of the woodwork. We're probably going to hear stories we haven't heard before. Stuff's going to be dredged up. I was reading some stuff about this Mel Phillips, and it hasn't been a Dark Side of the Ring episode yet, but it surely should be. And now that it's back in the zeitgeist, maybe that will be an episode they go into. I wanted to talk a little bit about, and stop me if you don't want to talk about this, but you broke the kayfabe. You went on 2020 on ABC.
The highest rated show in their history.
And they...
It's the ratings here, right here.
Yeah, and coming off of that, the slap heard round the world happens.
Yeah, well, when they put Eddie Mansfield on that show, that was one of the highest rated shows that season they had. And you know, David Schultz can't draw ratings. I can draw ratings because of who I am. David Schultz known for slapping somebody, some little... You know, John Stossel... One thing about the Vice episode I did with Darkside, those guys let me do what I needed to do and say what I needed to say because it needed to be said.
Yeah.
You never heard it from Eddie Mansfield.
No.
You always heard it from every Tom, Dick, and Harry but me, what really went down. Well, John Stossel, that little bastard, he screwed me.
That's not a surprise. I mean, the guy, he's a weasel.
He is a weasel. And you know, the deal was for me to do that 2020. They were supposed to go and look and compare professional wrestling because at that time, it was still a billion-dollar industry, professional wrestling.
Yes.
Compare the way they treat us as athletes to the Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NBA, and the NHL. And he did nothing like that. And he did everything I told the bastard not to do. Not to interview Schultz, he would get slapped. It's in the transcript. I mean, so they know I'm telling the truth.
Yeah, the fact of the matter is, though, after Schultz slapped Stossel, they kind of turned their back on him, too. They kind of ran him out of wrestling.
Well, I told John Stossel that I had got the word from my guys in New York that they wanted to get rid of David Schultz because he's a cancer in the locker room.
Yeah.
And while I was his tag team partner, I can tell you he was a cancer in the locker room. I was going to book us in the Carolinas coming out of Knoxville. I called George Scott and George said to me, he says, Eddie, I'll take you, but I won't take him. He's a cancer.
Why is it that the wrestlers have never unionized and gotten together and fought for a lot of the things that you were fighting for back in those days? I mean, a lot of the reason why you came out and broke the kayfabe was that you thought that if you were a jobber, you are going to break your legs, break your back, spend the rest of your life in pain, and there was going to be nothing for you.
Well, it wasn't only a job, guys. I mean, and I call them star makers. And it wasn't only them. It was all us main event guys and all of us that worked the top shots. Had no insurance. We had nothing. And why they wouldn't let us, I mean, they would in L.A., that's the difference. Because it said on the programs going back to the 70s, this is an exhibition performed under the license of the California Athletic Commission. Okay. Why wouldn't they allow us as professional athletes to join SAG or AFTRA because we're on television every week and be a part of that? They wouldn't have to pay any kind of stuff to SAG or AFTRA. It would be us.
Honestly, and I don't even think you need a SAG or an AFTRA. I don't understand why you couldn't start your own union as wrestlers. There's so many of them.
Wrestlers are dumbasses.
Like
Hulk Hogan, he turned on the guys when Jesse Ventura tried to do a union. He turned on Jesse. Well, and so you're going to have two or three guys.
That's the problem.
Yeah, it's going to turn on the other guys.
Yeah, the fact of the matter is, if any wrestlers out there are listening, if you've got to get the guys like Hulk Hogan, like Jesse the Body Ventura, like, I mean, obviously I'm talking about back then, you've got to get the big name guys.
Those guys were bought. They were bought, Jeff.
But they have to wrestle somebody. You can't just you can't if you all get together and you do this, they have to wrestle somebody. The card can't be those three guys every
Always
week.
Remember, they would bring in the XFL.
That's absolutely true, is that even the NFL found that when those guys struck, they brought in replacement players and guys played games. But at the end of the day, that can last for a contract negotiation or a union negotiation, but that's all. It's not going. Yeah. They can't do that forever. They can't afford.
They won't put asses in the seats. Right. That's the bottom line.
They can't afford the amount of time to train a whole new generation of wrestlers in time to keep your huge federation. So
yeah, you can't make them quick enough on television.
Yeah,
and they've tried that, believe me. They you look at WWE now, it's all vanilla. You don't see a cowboy, you don't see an Indian, you don't see anything. They all look the same.
Yeah, it's a tough time to do that. It's a tough time to you really have to go out there and get a legitimate cowboy and a legitimate Indian. You can't have a guy put on the makeup anymore because people will come out and say that they're stealing that culture. But really, at the end of the day, the product obviously is still selling. The guys at the top are still making a load of money. The federation itself, or the entertainment itself, I should say now, the business itself is making plenty of money. I just wonder if now that the guy who stood in the way of all of that happening has been moved out of the way, if maybe for the first time really in history, the entirety of the wrestling, all of the wrestlers can do okay. I'm not saying they should all be millionaires and live in Hollywood, but they should be able to have insurance when they're done. They should be able to be paid a good wage for while they're doing it. And if wrestling's doing good, the wrestlers should be doing good. It shouldn't be a monopoly like it has been under Vince, and it's been an unbreakable monopoly under Vince. So hopefully things can be changed.
Yeah, well, you look at some of the contracts with the WWE, with merchandise and ancillary markets. I mean, they're like 0.005. They're not even, I mean, you got to sell millions and millions to even see a $1,200 check. And something's wrong with that.
Very wrong with that.
Just absolutely wrong.
Eddie, you were hanging out with your buddy this week, and he's got his company out there. What's that called?
Oh, Dark 30. He's got a line of clothing, him and Ellie, his wife. It's really bad. You got to go to olddark30.com.
I checked it out, Eddie, and those boots, forget about it. I'm looking forward to putting some of those on my feet. I'm going to go to olddark30 right now, brother.
You got it.
We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Oh, did you hear that guy? It's
a voice from the past.
All over the world with Jeff Taylor and Eddie Mansfield. Everybody's coming out of the woodwork, as we knew was going to happen when this scandal broke. Tori Wilson has come out and said she was mortified of being sexualized in the WWE.
What does that say? Right there.
Honestly, I mean, the fact of the matter is that that's what sells. So if you decide that your job is going to be a female wrestler, even the male wrestlers are sexualized for the most part. They're all out there in tights. They're all greased up and showing off their pecs. I mean, everybody's sexualized in the WWE. So I don't want to hear it after your money's been made and you've gone off that you were mortified about being sexualized in the WWE.
Well, I'm sure she was, though. Believe me.
Oh, for sure. I mean,
they're good at that.
Here's the thing, Eddie, is unfortunately, there have been many paths that you can take in life, and one of them is fame. And no matter how you go about becoming famous, be it the movie industry, being it the music industry, being it the wrestling industry, which is basically an entertainment industry, any form of entertainment industry. That one especially. But you are going to run up against a powerful man who became powerful because he couldn't get you. There was no way that he was ever going to get you, and he holds the keys to the kingdom. And that has been the price to pay throughout time to get into these industries. Unless you're unstoppable, you're going to sleep with somebody to get to where you go.
Because it's called booty call.
There's the casting
booty
couch.
Call, and they still got a casting couch in Hollywood. Yeah. And they have one in New York, too. You know, people, you're not going to get rid of the casting couch. Because if there's women and there's men, something's going to happen.
Heck, it's 2024, Eddie. If there's women and women and men and men.
Yeah,
everybody,
that's what's sad.
Everybody can be cast on that couch. I think that, honestly, there are a lot of actors through time who have ended up on a casting couch with a man to get to the top of acting. And that's, I mean, that's really selling.
Cary Grant was one of them.
That's really selling out.
It goes all the way back to Cary Grant.
Well, I'll tell you this much. If you're willing to do that and that's not your true sexuality, man, are you willing to do anything to get to
willing,
the top?
Believe me, they're willing. I've seen it.
Maybe that's why I never made it, Eddie. I won't give it up.
No, you've already made it. Yeah, but we made it without giving it up.
I guess so.
It's called talent, brother.
Maybe.
I got a lot of that. And my booty's closed, brother.
Yeah.
And no, you ain't getting none of that booty. You know, the wrestling is such a seedy, seedy scum business. And I love professional wrestling. I loved it. And, you know, I was around the world four or five times before I was 24. But the stuff I had to put up with, you know, fighting for your money, you draw a promoter millions of dollars and you'd have to fight for your damn money. I'll never forget, I drew the largest crowd in San Antonio wrestling history with the hair versus hair against Scott Casey. And we turned away, I think, 15,000 people that night at the Hemisphere Arena. It was packed. And I had to fight for my money.
Yeah, it's...
I drew him the largest crowd ever, and I had to really fight for my friggin' money. Isn't that sad?
Well, the funny thing to me is that these promoters are willing to look you in the eye and say, hey, I can't afford to pay you this much. You're like, I can see from the ring. I'm not an idiot. I can look
right,
out.
I can count.
I can look in every single direction. I can see every seat is sold. I can see beers in all of their hands. I can see shirts on them.
I was so good at counting houses. Once I got in the ring, I could scan that ringside seats, and I could tell you who's in the building.
That's the best part of it, is they never say, hey, listen, we're going to have to negotiate the pay down because the sales aren't looking that good. They never come up to you before and say that. It's always after.
Jesse James hit the box office. You know, Jesse James hit the box office before you got your money.
Yeah, I guess.
That's what would always happen.
That's hilarious.
So what I did, and, you know, I was notorious about this, is I wouldn't go out until they gave me my money.
Well, that's almost what you have to do, right?
Yeah. And, you know, you're dealing with scum, you treat them like scum. And I had no problem treating a promoter like scum, believe me, because I knew if his lips were moving, he was lying.
Were there any honest promoters, Eddie?
Yeah.
Was the guy down here honest? Was Eddie Graham honest?
Are you kidding me?
I don't know. I know this my entire childhood. I remember hearing stories about my dad bouncing people at the Eddie Graham Stadium here in Orlando. I remember driving past that thing all the time. That guy was in...
That was a tough place to play, man, believe me.
Yeah?
That was a tough arena, Orlando.
Yeah.
And
I was sad to see that thing go, man. My dad, I guess, used to go there and bounce people so he could see the bands that were playing or watch the wrestling. His job would be to be a bouncer, to stand there. And he said that they would have people trying to rush the fences around it when there was a big rock concert there. And they would just literally go over there and kick them off the fences. And it was rowdy back in the 70s and 80s, I guess.
Well, in the 80s, I don't know about the 70s, but the 80s was really rowdy.
A lot of people come to Orlando now and they think of like a town, but in my day, I mean, this is redneck country. Up until the 90s, this was total redneck country. We used to cross the biggest highway in Orlando with a stop sign.
Hey, one time I'll never forget, I had to wrestle here in Orlando, and I was living in Clearwater Beach, and I stayed and watched the football game until like the last minute to see who won. And I jumped in my car and had to drive. Let me tell you, I was going 80 all the way over to Orlando. I'll never forget that. And I was on last, which was great. I knew I was on last, so I had time, you know. And I rolled in, boy. And I went right into the locker room, get dressed real quick. And I'll never forget Jody Hamilton, the assassin, said, "Where you been?" I said, "Well, Jody," because I was Jody's guy. Jody said, "Where you been?" I said, "I was watching the Bucks game." He said, "Really?" I go, "Yeah, really."
And he said, you tell me the truth.
He said, "You tell me the truth. I can't believe it." I said, "Why am I going to lie to you? You're going to find out anyway." I mean, I don't need to lie. And you know, I've always kind of lived by that premise that, you know, you ask me a question, you get a straight answer. You know, I don't go around Robin's barn to get to the answer. You know, you may not like the answer, but you ask the question, I'm going to give you an answer.
Yeah.
And either the Continental Lover will give you an answer or Eddie Mansfield will give you an answer. And both of them are pretty close. And so, you know, we're singing out of the same hymn book, me and the Lover, you know?
Yeah. So you didn't answer my question, but you may have answered my question by not answering my question. I'm assuming there was no honest promoter.
Two.
Who were they?
Were big time. Paul Bosch in Houston.
All right.
And Sam Mushnick. Larry Matizak and Herb Simmons in St. Louis. Let me tell you something. Your money was always there. You never had to ask, never had to beg. They wanted to pay you more. And Paul Bosch, I made a lot of money with Bosch. You know, me and the Cowboy was selling out everywhere.
Nice.
And so it was a good time for me. I was knocking down about $6,000, $6,600 a week. you know, that's pretty damn good money.
All right, Eddie. Well, it's come that time in the show where we've got to get to this.
Yeah, I smell it, and it stinks. I smell what the Rock's cooking, and it stinks. He needs to keep his happy ass right in that boardroom where he is and out of the ring. See, they put the Rock on the board of directors of TKO and WWE.
Not a bad
move.
Owns,
yeah, he owns, well, you know, the Rock ain't the all-in in the wrestling business.
No, he definitely has his chips spread across the table, but he's obviously a good businessman.
He's not his daddy, Rocky Johnson, at all. He can't even hold his dad's jock. And when you look at The Rock, see, they're trying to sway the eyes away from Vince's scandal and make Egomania 40 because of The Rock. It's all about the egos.
How long has it been since The Rock's been in the ring?
I don't know, I don't care.
But you think he's coming back now just to cover up
because
for Vince's scandal?
Yeah, it's all about the stock and stuff. Yeah, that's why he's there. And I can tell you one thing. People don't understand that Rocky Johnson was the high chief of the Samoans because he married Atta, who's The Rock's mama, and Rocky is, of course, his father, but he was a high chief. He got the crown from Peter Mavia when he married Atta.
All right.
Atta, they couldn't give her a crown. They don't believe that. It's got to be a man.
Yep.
So Rocky, he was, you know, the high chief, Samoan high chief. And now it's like a Samoan takeover. And it goes back to Afa and Sika, not saying anything about Jimmy Snuka. And Vince McMahon said, please, if you don't say anything, I'll take care of you and your kids. And he's taking care of his kids, believe me.
All right, Eddie, we got to get out of here, but we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
All over the world.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it.
And now get a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Find us at straighttalk.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only excludes taxes and fees.
The new year is a great time to have a conversation with your teen about building positive online habits. Visit Meta's Family Center to see the many tools that exist to help teens and families manage their time online. The site includes expert-backed guidance to support teens in having positive online experiences and tips for parents and caregivers. Some of the tools include a full-screen reminder after teens have spent a few minutes on Instagram Reels late at night, and notifications to look at something different if they've been scrolling the same topic for a while. And quiet mode gives teens more ways to focus and set boundaries with friends and family. Parents can set time limits for their child and be notified when their teen reports or blocks someone. There are also supervision tools that give visibility into how much time their teen spends on Instagram, Facebook, and in virtual reality. For more information, visit familycenter.meta.com. Sponsored by Meta.
Hey, Joe Montana here. Back in my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia, a bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older or 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like diabetes or asthma, you're at increased risk. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's KNOW pneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hi, my name is Alani. A little thing I like about the spicy deluxe sandwich is that you taste the crunch, you taste the pepper jack cheese melting, and you taste the spicy flavors in the sandwich. I'm telling you, 10 out of 10.
Hi, my name's Enrique. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's spicy deluxe sandwich is you get that rich flavor of the chicken and definitely that nice, tangy, warm bite. It's the perfect harmony of spiciness and taste.
Order the spicy deluxe sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World with Eddie Mansfield and Jeff Taylor. And Eddie, you know what time it is right now. All right, Eddie. As we talked about in the open, the Bears are on the rise. They fired Lou Getsy and brought in one of the best available offensive coordinators, Shane Waldron, who left Seattle.
Yeah. When Pete Carroll was bumped, he left. And good for Chicago. If anybody can fix Justin Fields, it's him.
He is in the he is a quarterback that is a lot like Russell Wilson, and Russell Wilson obviously had success there. Geno Smith stepped in, a guy who we had all written off. Nobody thought that Geno Smith was going to step in and take over a team and actually have success. I mean, the wheels fell off in the end, but in the beginning, Geno Smith was playing good football in Seattle in a system that clearly was built, and Russell Wilson goes to Denver. And where's he? They're drafting high. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in Chicago. That's a team that has been long need of success. It's been a long time since the Bears were really a contender.
Yeah, the 85 Bears. I mean, it's been a long time. Jim McMahon.
They that's the last time they won a Super Bowl, but they had a couple of good runs when they had that big linebacker and Jay Cutler had just taken over the reins. They were looking like they were on the come up, but Chicago deserves a good football team out there on the lake, and hopefully that's they're going to bring it to them. Belichick still without a job. He interviewed twice in Atlanta. They didn't go with him. They went younger. Is he being blackballed, or do you think that maybe his time has just passed him by? If I'm Belichick, I'm with my kids or grandkids at this point. And my wife.
Well, you know, something, nothing has passed him by. I mean, I told you what was going on in New England. They wouldn't spend the money to get him players.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, the front office has opened their coffers to this new coach to make sure that he doesn't fail. Well, why didn't you do that to your old coach who gave you six Super Bowls, for God's sake?
Well, you have something here about how Brady, Edelman, and Gronk, how they feel about Belichick not being in the NFL. What
well,
do they
yeah,
have
they
to say?
Just they just can't believe that Washington, with their stupid basketball people up there, hired Dan Quinn and not a Belichick. Why? What would you pass up a Belichick for a Dan Quinn, who his defense sucked with Dallas? And Joel, hey, let me tell you something. Joel Harris, he's an owner.
Josh.
Of the Josh Harris, same difference. He's a jackass. And when you look at this guy, he owns the 76ers. What has the 76ers done?
Well, they haven't done anything. And it's funny because I read an article earlier about how we're going to have to deal with the process in Washington. And the process,
you're right.
The process seems to be draft a lot of kids really high and never win with them. And the 76ers, who have tried everything to surround Joel Embiid, who is a phenomenal, he was the guy that was going to bring back real centers. And he's now out for at least 4 weeks. He had a meniscus. I don't think it was a tear, but his meniscus was hurt, and he just had surgery. They're saying 4 weeks. I doubt that. I think he's out for the season, and the 76ers are done this season. The New Jersey Devils haven't been anything. That's the other team that he owns. And I don't think that the Washington Commander fans are interested in any kind of process. But I did tell you going into this that the reason why Belichick wasn't going to take that Washington job was because they already had a GM in place. And Bill Belichick does answers to no one. Not even the owners.
Do you blame him?
No, I
mean,
I don't.
Look at the general manager. I mean, look at the general manager of the I call them the Commodores. That's what they are. And, well, and you know, they haven't had a hit since the last Commodore hit. That's been a long time. And so when you look at the offensive coordinator of Detroit, he was so turned off. Ben Johnson was turned off by the basketball guys. He called them basketball guys, not football guys. Why you got a round ball? They don't play with a round ball in the NFL.
Yeah, it's you know, my take on this has always been a good owner is an owner who's willing to own the team. He puts the people in place. They're a CEO. They're the people who put the people in place for success. Whenever you have an owner who's got his nose in things, it seems like you're able to get close to the mountaintop and never over it. You saw it in Oakland. Owner? Who's a great owner?
A great owner is, he's a second generation guy. Clark Hunt, Lamar Hunt's son. You never hear squat out of him.
No.
He hired Andy Reid.
Yeah.
He lets Andy Reid coach the team. He doesn't coach the team. You don't hear him saying squat. Andy Reid, that's his team.
Yeah.
And I think that so many people, when you look at Kansas City, you got to say, Kansas City is a winner because Andy Reid is a leader of men. I keep telling you that. This guy will lead you in the battle, and he will teach you how to win that battle.
Well,
and let me tell you something.
It took him a long time to become a leader of men because...
Yeah, but he had a bunch of suck-ass owners, too.
That could be true, but I mean, he coached a lot of teams that should have won that didn't win until he got Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, but one thing about it, he was always around me people until he got to Kansas City.
Yeah.
I mean, Lori in Philly. He
Absolutely.
Was all about himself. He's
Absolutely.
All about me. It's about the Eagles. It's about the team you put on the field. You know, I've always said a great owner, like a Clark Hunt, is a master puppeteer. You put the people in place and you work your magic. Let them do their jobs. To be a great anything, you got to delegate authority.
Yeah, these guys seem to, you know, hire these guys to do a job, and if they're not doing it exactly, they're micromanaging them. I mean, the famous Jerry Jones is the famous micromanager of the Dallas Cowboys, and the only time he ever had success is when the Minnesota Vikings decided to fall on a sword and trade a future for a running back that was on his way down. And he brought in Jimmy Johnson, and Jimmy Johnson was a no-nonsense guy. But really, Jimmy Johnson hasn't had success outside of that Minnesota debacle either. I mean, they were able to draft a team with what they got back in return from Minnesota.
Yeah, Aikman, Smith, and Urban.
Yeah, and even beyond that, the defense was a lot of those. They got
offensive
six,
line was huge.
They got six draft picks, I think, in return. And I think all six of those draft picks, if not five out of the six, are Hall of Famers now. So,
what does that tell you?
that Jerry Jones was able to strike gold once, and it was the same thing in Oakland with Al Davis. He had some success with Madden, but outside of that, like they are too fiddly. If they're not getting exactly what they want, they start tinkering, and that's not what an owner's job is. An owner is the guy who, Jerry Jones's big thing is that he's constantly swapping out his coaches, or he's sticking with a guy that's wrong too long. I mean, they ran Tony Romo's entire career. Tony Romo should have been a backup from year three. He wasn't the guy. He was never going to win you a Super Bowl.
He was, you know, something they didn't learn from Tom Landry's hiccup with Danny White.
Yeah.
It all started with Danny White. I mean, after Roger Staubach had all those great years with the Cowboys, you study Cowboy history, Staubach was the guy. Then it took all those years to get Troy Aikman in there with Jimmy Johnson. And when they had that triple-headed monster in with the Cowboys, Smith and Urban, I mean, they in Aikman, they really kill people.
Yeah, that was a team that was a dynasty. That was you had enough guys that were in and sticking around, and they were enough to win. With Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, and Troy Aikman on the offensive side, you had a chance to win every single year. I think I might have been able to coach that team and have pretty good success. But
well, you might as well have been, because Switzer came in there. He's no NFL coach, and he won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
With Jimmy Johnson's team.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what does that say? What does that say? I mean, I hate to take it away from JJ. I love Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah. Jimmy Johnson was a great coach.
Yeah. He had success in multiple places. So I guess we'll give it to him.
University of Miami. He was making superstars in Miami.
Eddie, I saw you were hanging out with Lenny DePaul from Zero Dark 30, but odark30.com. That's odark30.com. They're not paying us to say this. That's some good stuff down there.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you better go to odark30 and .com and get your gear, because I'm getting my swag. I got your swag coming. And you know something? Odark 30 is my buddy, the Manhunter himself, the baddest man on the planet, Lenny DePaul, and his wife, Ellie. So go get Odark 30. It's bad.
Yeah, so Patrick Mahomes' father, unfortunately, was in Tyler, Texas, driving under the influence, and the cop pulled him over for his third DUI. It's unfortunate that, you know, a guy whose kid is making enough money to buy him a car service isn't using one. And I think that this might be the end of that. I think Patrick Mahomes is finally saying, hey, Dad, here's your Uber account. You're not driving while drunk ever again, because I can't take
it. Well, you just send a driver over to pick him up.
I know, but why do these guys not do that? I don't understand that.
Well, so many NFL guys get DUIs and other athletes, and they got millions of dollars. Why don't you have a limo?
I get it when it's a 24-year-old NFL moron that's driving a chick around in his Maserati. I understand that. What I don't understand is
I'd rather have a chauffeur driving a limousine and me in the back with some hot chick. That's more impressive than me driving around in a Bentley or a Maserati or whatever. I mean, they're going to stop me quicker driving that bad boy drinking than if I was in a limousine.
I agree.
They're going to stop me.
Well, hopefully he's learned his lesson and this ends. The Super Bowl's coming up. We got to talk about it, Eddie. We don't have much time left.
Yeah, it's coming up Sunday.
Chiefs versus the 49ers. I am not going to pick either of these teams, because the team that I would be picking, I've not had success picking against the Chiefs. And
You said you were going to pick the 49ers last week.
I feel.
Are you waffling?
I feel like the 49ers are going to win this game, but I can't.
Well, that means they're going to lose.
I can't say that the Chiefs are going to lose. It's weird. I'm in this.
Oh, you better not bet against the Chiefs, man.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, it's like I told you. Remember when I told you about Buffalo? I said they can circle them wagons. They better circle them wagons, because the Chiefs are coming.
Well, we're going to find out now if Brock Purdy is the second coming of Tom Brady, because if you look back to Tom Brady's, the beginning of Tom Brady, it was the greatest show on turf coming to town to take on the New England Patriots with their rookie quarterback, because Drew Bledsoe got hurt. There was no way that New England was going to beat the St. Louis Rams, and bam. They beat him, and the rest, my friend, is history. So we're going to find out.
A legend was made by the name of Tom Brady.
We're going to find out whether or not Brock Purdy can put those shoes on or not, or will Patrick Mahomes' dynasty continue? He was asked this week if he thinks he'll win more than Brady, and he said, I'm not even halfway there, guys. Not even halfway there.
Right.
Hey, Eddie, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Yeah. Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's hear what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World with Jeff Taylor and Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie... We've been 2 weeks in a row talking WWE. I mean, I feel like there's going to be more to come because this saga has not ended. There's going to be more to come on the WWE in the near future. So,
and the Egomania Bowl coming up.
Yeah,
it's, you know, Egomania 40.
Well, they're going to sell tickets because I'll tell you this much. The Rock may have an ego, but there are a lot of people that are going to come see him and build that puppy
let me
up.
Hey, stop right there. WrestleMania was sold out no matter if they would have put you in the main event. It was sold out.
Well, a lot of people might have been asking for their money back had they done
that. Well, no, they it's sold out. It's WrestleMania. You know, if you got an ego like The Rock, you put your ass in the main event. Then it makes you look good. Because you drew 72,000 people. Well, they were going to draw 72,000 people with Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, The Rock is a huge star. It's hard to take it away from him.
Well, he's a star on the movies.
But he was he built his star. He was a huge star in wrestling. Arguably the biggest star since Hulk Hogan in wrestling. No. Who do you think's bigger than The Rock?
Steve Austin.
Nah, I'll give you that. That's true. Yeah, Steve Austin. But Steve Austin's not showing up to do WrestleMania to cover up for Vince's malfeasance. So they had to find somebody, and The Rock was available. Eddie, you're taking the Chiefs for sure. You're on the Chiefs bandwagon. I'm fine with that. You're obviously just as in love with Travis Kelce as Taylor Swift is, and that's fine.
No, I'm not in love with Hey, I'm not in love with Travis Kelce. I just know the guy can produce and he can catch.
Listen, it turns out that if you have...
You got the guy that can throw, too.
Yeah, it turns out if you have a great quarterback and a great tight end, you can win Super Bowls. It's been proven over time. But let me tell you this. Brock Purdy, we're going to find out about. And George Kittle... is a pretty good tight end. They've got Christian McCaffrey. They got Brock Purdy.
George loves wrestling too.
And the San Francisco 49ers defensive front, might be the best defensive front in the NFL in a long time. We're going to find out whether it goes the 49ers way or the Chiefs way. I appreciate everybody for listening. We're going to be here every week. And Eddie, tell them goodbye.
It's been fun. We got to run to the Mouthing Off Nation. So long, everybody.
Freaks of speed and motorheads. It's Kenny Sargent with Speed Freaks. Be sure to catch Crash Gladys, Statman, and yours truly every Sunday night, 7 to 9 Pacific, 10 to midnight Eastern. That's right, Speed Freaks on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.